So, do y'all know how many French bulldogs there are in the world? Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, I don't know either. All I know is that they have grown in popularity internationally. Crazy, right? Well, that's what I read in Plus One article written by Packer and like 5 more people. But their rise in popularity is crazy because there are discussions on whether breeding French bulldogs is correct or not. Some say it's not okay to breed French bulldogs because their small build to make them prone to developing illnesses. And others say it is okay to continue breeding them because of their physical features and personalities. Now, of course, we will go more into depth about both of these discussions in a second, but first we're going to welcome this week's guest and introduce this week's episode. Hi guys, welcome back to Should It Breed? This is episode 13 in the dog series, and it's titled French Bulldogs Discussing Stitch with Lise. By now, you might have already guessed what breed we're going to argue about in this episode, but if you haven't yet, we're discussing French Bulldogs. This week's guest is actually a close friend of mine, and she's relevant to this week's topic.
Hi, I'm Lise.
Hi, Lise.
Hi.
So you're here because your family owns a French Bulldog, and that's actually this week's discussion on Should It Breed? So would you mind giving us information on your dog?
No. No, okay, so I've had him for 5 years. He's obviously a male, and his name is Stitch.
That's cute. Where'd y'all get his name from?
When we first saw him, he had really big ears, and so I just came up with the name Stitch, because I love Stitch.
And it reminded you of him?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we know about Stitch, I think we're ready to dive into this week's discussion. So, some people think it's not okay to breed Frenchies, which Frenchies is another name for French Bulldogs. So, like, if y'all hear me say Frenchies, I'm referring to French Bulldogs. But because of these dogs' small builds, they're likely to develop medical conditions. Now, for this episode, I'll only be explaining brachycephalic airway syndrome, because if not, this episode would be super long. And I think I'll just refer to it as BOAS for the rest of this episode, because brachycephalic airway syndrome is a pretty long name. Well, if you didn't know what brachycephalic means, it means dogs with flat faces, which might seem like a simple term, but I didn't know that before this. I found that out through that same Plus One article written by Packer. And I actually watched a YouTube video to explain this condition, so shout out to Ralph Veterinary Referral Center, because like thanks to their channel I can explain this to you. So they explain that BOAS is like a group of conditions in dogs, and they all have to do with the dog having difficulty breathing, like because of their flat faces, their skulls are compact or like squished, and it makes it hard for them to breathe. This can actually be very dangerous for the dog because, like, of course they can't breathe. That can even lead to their death if it's not fixed. But like, it doesn't even have to be that bad for it to affect the dog's comfort or like everyday lives, because symptoms of BOAS include snoring, grunting, not wanting to exercise, nasal discharge, not being able to sleep, vomiting. So like, that makes it very uncomfortable for a dog to simply live. And what sucks the most, in my opinion, is what I read in Packer's journal article, where he said that people might think that these symptoms are normal for the breed because they don't know any better. So a lot of the times these conditions aren't treated properly or like at all, which, by the way, I later asked Lise in my interview with her if her dog has any of these symptoms, because like Stitch might even have BOAS and she doesn't even know it. So stay tuned for that. But BOAS basically has to do with these dogs' small builds, because like because of their small builds, they have flat faces, and their flat faces are to blame for their breathing problems. So that's why like Lou and her crew believe that Frenchies should stop being bred. And also Packer says that Frenchies' health and comfort is too messed up to continue breeding. And they're also concerned about future purchases of the breed. But on the other hand, other people think that French Bulldogs should continue being bred. So I don't know if y'all know, but according to Sanda, a huge reason people purchase Frenchies is because of their appearance. Okay, like more specifically, their facial characteristics and things like that. Like, they're one of the features that attract people to the dog. Like, their round eyes, their small nose, their round faces. Like, these features make them look like babies, and people find that cute, you know? Now, interestingly enough, in the journal article, Packer and others wrote that these characteristics actually cause, and I quote, positive emotions and nurturing responses in human adults. So they literally cause people to have like caring responses towards these dogs, making them even more likable. Also, these dogs' appearances come with positive attention from other people. Like, for example, if Lise went out for a walk with Stitch, people would probably compliment her for her dog's appearance because, like, his face and, like, his size make him cute, you know? Which, now that I mentioned their size, Packer's Journal article also said that their small size is also a big reason why owners decide to get French Bulldogs. Because, like, if you live in a small apartment, they fit. If you don't want, like, a very active dog, their body doesn't allow them to be very active, so it's a suitable dog for you too. So yeah, people want Frenchies to continue being bred because they like their appearance and because they want to own these dogs again. So now that I've given you all information on French Bulldogs, I have some more in-depth questions I want to ask Lise since she lives with one. So what made you want to get a French Bulldog?
So he was actually a surprise, and I knew my parents wanted something small.
Is your dog's size your favorite physical feature, or like what is it?
Personally, I like his tail because it's just so cute, and
I don't think he has a tail.
That's what makes it cute. He doesn't have a tail.
Okay, so could you describe your dog's personality to me?
He's goofy and really big attention seeker.
Okay, so my next question is, has your dog experienced any snoring, grunting, not wanting to exercise, nasal discharge, not being able to sleep, or like vomiting?
He actually does snore a lot. Like, it's bad. I had to kick him out of my room a couple of times because I'm like, who am I sleeping with? Like, it sounds like a demon or something. He does grunt sometimes. Not wanting to exercise, he's very lazy. He doesn't have nasal discharge. Not being able to sleep. Oh, he sleeps a lot. And he does not vomit.
Okay, and then my last question to end off this podcast is, would you ever own this breed again?
I would. Maybe a girl, because guys are too hyper, but yeah.
Thank you, Lise. Thank you for being on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So that clearly concludes this week's episode on Frenchies, but like, I want to know y'all's opinions. Like, do y'all think Stitch should be tested for BOAS based off the symptoms Lisa described? Do y'all own, or like, would y'all like to have a French Bulldog? Do y'all think it's okay to breed French Bulldogs? Let me know y'all's answers down below, and of course, let me know what dog we should do next. I'll see y'all next week, and here's Stitch signing us off.